you have to create a culture of service. That's a culture where law enforcement, in this case, the deputies are helpful, they're interested, they're compassionate, they're humble, and they're able to genuinely connect with people. And they're equipped both psychologically and emotionally to deal with very difficult people. So you got to get the culture right first, and then you connect to the community. Well, when you reach out to the community, you are having to contend with decades of distrust. And where the distrust is, Steve, is in communities of color or communities where there is a class bias, communities that are under duress, communities that don't have privilege.
What do you think is going to be the hardest part of being sheriff if you're lucky enough to get elected?
Well, I can tell you, you know, like I've said, Steve, I've done this four times. So,
well, you've done what you keep saying you've done this four times. Tell me what it is
that
you've done.
I have been sheriff four times, but I have, what I, as a station commander, my job is to, I'm assigned to a station, overall command of 300 or 400 people, tens of thousands of people in the community. And the reason I'm there is because the culture of the station has gotten off track. So I'm the boss. I'm now in the station, and there's no welcome mat for me. I mean, people don't walk around, saying hi and greeting you and all that. You're there to make the changes.
Okay. And finally, tell me something that's happened on the campaign trail that has reminded you of exactly why you started this journey and why you want to be sheriff.
Well, one, I'll tell you about the most recent one. I'm at a candidate forum. And there's a woman that stands up, and she identifies herself as a mother. And very emotionally describes how two deputies responded to her house. And they were investigating a matter involving her son, her teenage son, who was involved in some kind of messaging or texting or something like that. And so these deputies were there to investigate it. And what she told the deputies was that her son was deaf and that he was excitable. And she pleaded with them to be more calm with him and to help him de-escalate. And then to also get help so he could understand. And that did not happen. And what happened next, unfortunately, is he got so anxious that he ran out of his own house and ran down the street. The deputies pursued him and they tased him. And so this mother described what it was like to watch her teenage son be tased. That's a service failure. And you've got to feel the grief that this woman went through.